Welcome to the Angel News Network's current events broadcasting. Our brief interview programs are designed to obtain the perspectives of the higher realms on the current events taking place in our country and our world. I am Joel Anastasi. In each program, I will be interviewing a member of the higher realms, channeled by Philip Elton Collins. Philip and I are co-founders of the Angel News Network. Good morning, Philip.
Hello, everyone. Give me one moment to go into trance, and I will be connected with Ascended Master Saint Germain. Greetings, beloved students and friends. I come to you on your Earth Day 2019. It is time, dear students and friends, if you so choose, to realize that your Mother Earth is a conscious, living being with organs such as air, water, oil, and minerals, which allow the maintaining and sustaining of your life upon her body. It is important that you realize that the planet is going to ascend into a higher frequency of existence with or without you. So the question for you to ask, beloved humans, is what do you choose in your actions? Throughout the history of humanity, you have raised your consciousness through certain rituals and ceremonies that were largely hidden in the mystery schools and not spoken to the general public at large. As a result of these being hidden and often not even written down, these ceremonies, they had been lost or corrupted as time went on. But the task of raising your consciousness within your soul consciousness, soul Christ consciousness, if you will, is upon you to be a open reveal. It is not to be hidden. It is a force within you. And as you celebrate your Earth Day, as you celebrate also your time of Easter, your time of Passover, which is also the rising of your consciousness into your higher state of being and connecting with the internal aspect of yourself that can never die. So as we discuss and gain a higher perspective of the events that are taking place within your 3D world based upon your emotions, creating your thoughts and your physicality, remember, it is all about you rising up into your higher state of being in order to ascend the frequency you are existing in right now along with your Mother Earth. So let us begin with your topics and gaining the perspective needed at this time.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning.
It's Earth Day.
It is.
And you know what? I had planned two topics that relate to some of your introductory comments, but I had forgotten it was Earth Day. And one of the topics I wanted to talk about was what is popularly called in America right now the Green New Deal, which is an effort in Congress to bring attention to the climate change that we're experiencing, which has very much to do with whether or not we'll still be able to live on Earth in the future.
They are tied in with the concept of recognizing and being conscious of something called Earth Day, is it not?
It certainly is.
Yes. Those who deny the truth of the scientific facts and consciousness of exactly of what is creating weather, and it is your emotions and your thoughts, thus your actions in being human, that affects the weather. The planet herself can have a response to that reaction, and you can look at weather within those two confines of how human beings affect the weather and how the planet herself responds to those actions. Do you understand?
Yes, of course.
So it is those two elements that need to be taken into place. But the folly of those denying the truth of what is going on for their own personal or collective monetary gain is foolish.
That's really basically what the denying is about, isn't it? It's about their own monetary and personal interests.
It is a fear that being conscious of what is creating weather or the events upon the planet would damage their monetary gain. And in reality, here is the ignorance. It will actually increase their abundance in addition to allowing their survival.
You know, in our book, The Refounding of America, we have one chapter in Phillips' section. I want to quote from it. Reversing this impending disaster, which of course is the climate change we're talking about, will require an unprecedented spiritual transformation that begins with learning to love and value ourselves enough to love and value our planet and future generations of mankind. That is what it will take to refocus our sciences, technology, and ethical cultural standards. The most immediate change must be an immediate, massive shift from fossil fuel consumption.
Because that fuel is an innate organ of the planet herself, and there is the ignorance. Not understanding that the planet is a living conscious being with organs such as oil, such as air, such as water, such as the minerals, which are the nervous system. The oil is the circulatory system. The water is the limbic system. Without understanding how these all are organized into a living conscious being, you can make tremendous mistakes through your ignorance.
Well, in the past few months, we've had the first attempts to introduce change into our Congress through law, and it's being called the Green New Deal, and it's been proposed by a Democratic senator and a representative in the House of Representatives. And of course, it's getting a lot, it's being attacked a lot, and our President Donald Trump has encouraged the Republicans not to vote against it because he thinks it'll be a winning strategy to campaign against in his election.
Keep in mind, beloved students and friends, that the majority of the population did not support the ideology of this particular administration. Only through the imbalances within your electoral college, which you're examining whether that should continue or not, did this individual come in place. But as we have discussed many times, his coming into place is a great clearing and cleansing for the wounds and ego defenses of humanity at large as it plays out in a bully pulpit public arena. There is nothing being hidden. It is now open to the populace, the demos, the citizens of the United States of America, to stand up and listen to their residents, how they truly feel, and the discernment, how they think about what is the judicious, correct decision to be made for not only the planet's survival, their very survival itself.
What do you think of how effective the legislation is, the Green New Deal? What do you think about it?
It is a beginning. Green is the color of healing. Not only does it reflect the plants upon the planet, which allow the creation of oxygen, thus the creation of life upon the planet. It is a frequency that's beginning of movement to finally wake up. But until the legislation is founded upon the reality that the planet is a conscious living being with organs, and you begin to integrate exactly what each one of those organs' function is in keeping the planet alive and humanity, nothing will take place. Remember, beloved students and friends, planet Earth, Mother Earth, will ascend with or without you.
You know, as I've read about it and tried to become informed, one of the strategies that they're not so much climate deniers, but they're trying to diffuse or confuse exactly where the responsibility lies, because they are defining it as being such an immense issue that's so complex that it's hard to establish just exactly what the causes are. But I just came across a really interesting study. I'd like to focus on it for just a minute.
Let me interrupt one moment.
Yes,
the reason it is confusing is because there is not a foundation of truth. that the planet is a living conscious being. Without that foundation, you have a rocky foundation to build upon.
That's true. There is an aspect, though, that I think is really interesting. It's certainly one place to begin. I was reading a study reported in the New York Times a week ago, and the study concluded that just 90 companies are responsible for two-thirds of all greenhouse gases emitted between 1751 and 2016, and more than half of the emissions have occurred since 1988. So actually, a huge percentage of the pollution that's causing this climate change is really identified by relatively few companies.
And a relatively short period of Earth time,
right,
that has created a large amount of damage within a short period of time, revealing the danger of continuing that behavior.
And it's interesting also, the investigations are showing that major oil companies knew as early as the 1960s that the dangers that fossil fuels were presenting to climate. And they were trying to protect some of their own facilities because they knew what was coming. So they were, and the strategy was to confuse and to deny, much like the tobacco companies were confusing about the science as to whether tobacco was causing cancer.
Greed creates a mighty mask of confusion and untruths. And that is what is taking place. And there are karmic consequences for the individuals who support the non-truth. Greed is a mighty mask, a cover-up of the truth.
You know, it's interesting you brought up karmic consequences, because I often wonder, the people in their incarnations who intentionally, I'll call it evil, do evil, or they're so stuck in the me that they have no regard for the effect of their behavior on the we. Just, you know, what consequences they're going to experience?
When they leave their bodies and go into the fourth dimension, into the astral realm, they will review the effect of their behavior on others. That will be the first cycle of a seven cycle experience within the astral before you go to a higher frequency, the fifth and beyond. And they will see how those actions affected other people. Until they are able to take full responsibility for that, they cannot move to the second realm. If they are stuck in the first and not moving to the second, they will repeat a life with a consequence of that behavior that will allow them to become responsible, balancing the cosmic equation. Responsibility equals consequence. Consequence equals responsibility. Do you understand?
Yes.
Well, that is creation in divine order.
And, of course, that formula, responsibility equals consequence, relates to all of us, too, here on Earth. So make a statement about the responsibility we, as residents of this beautiful planet, what responsibility we have to this planet.
It's all a matter of creating the consequences you wish to have or those not to your liking. By being responsible for what you know through your resonance and discernment is the higher decision, you will have consequences reflecting that. If they are not in place, you will create consequences not to your liking until you get sick and tired of those consequences and alter your behavior. This is creation in action.
So all of us have a responsibility to protect the climate of our Earth, and we have to take responsibility for that.
You can make it easy or not on yourselves.
So on this Earth Day, that's an important message.
It is indeed. Remember, the planet will ascend with or without humanity. So humanity, what do you choose?
Right, do we be on the spaceship or do you want to get off?
Exactly.
Thank you so much for your wisdom, Saint Germain.
You are welcome.